Brought to you by Phillips 66 Aviation. With the most FBOs nationwide and the strongest supply in the industry, it's no wonder Phillips 66 is aviation's number one fuel provider. Visit Phillips 66 Aviation at NBAA booth number C10620.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Las Vegas. We're with Paul O'Ryan. He is the head of aviation insurance for Swiss Re, which is a big reinsurance company worldwide. He looks after Canada, but he also has a little sideline that maybe some of us haven't really thought about when it comes to insurance. And you can tell us all about that, Paul.
Yeah, one of the new areas of insurance is our UAVs, which is unmanned aerial vehicles. And it's something that Swiss Re is really considered a market leader in. We're the ones providing a lot of insurance, a lot of capacity for this new market.
Well, what are the insurance implications of a UAV?
Interesting question. It's a little bit different, obviously, because you've got an aircraft now that's unmanned. So it's created a few challenges within the regulatory bodies, just getting them up in the air, getting airspace required, set aside for them, and also getting insurance coverage for them.
Well, insurance is something that we all live with in aviation. If I want to buy insurance for my UAV, what do I do?
Easiest thing is obviously go to your broker. What we've seen actually in the last year or so, year and a half, is as the market's developing, there's been a lot of public-private joint ventures and partnerships. So what we're seeing now is the application in a civilian role has turned into more search and rescue, border patrol type things. That's where it's made sense. You can have an aircraft up for 30 hours to take pictures and just really kind of take care of where you don't really need a pilot on board.
Okay, so we're probably talking liability here, we're talking hull, we're talking all of that stuff?
We're talking all that stuff, exactly. The hulls are a little bit different, again, just because of the wide range of, you have a microlight type UAV, which is essentially flown more of a radio-controlled model. Those things are only about 30 to 40 pounds, not very expensive to insure. A lot of that, the owners are insuring the hulls themselves. However, the liability is mandated by the regulatory bodies, so that's where we've stepped in. We also do on some of the larger UAVs, though, you can have multi-million dollar hulls that we're insuring the hulls as well.
Well, as UAVs move into regular airspace, I am assuming your part of the industry is going to evolve too.
It absolutely has. And what we've done is we're reviewing them now. We're working with the manufacturers, working with government to ensure that they're carrying the same limits that a normal aircraft would carry.
Have you had any claims?
We've had a claim, yeah, as a matter of fact. And it's actually interesting because what precipitated the loss was identical to a regular aircraft crash. It was the pilots had gotten a little bit behind. They were focused on a problem with the UAV, didn't realize that they were getting a bit low, and they crashed it into the ground. So it was just a typical aircraft loss. It was very interesting to adjust, though.
I'm sure it was. Has the claim been settled, and is everybody happy?
Claim was settled right away. Everyone was happy. We worked together with the client and it was actually in Canada, worked with the TSB, and it went off without a hitch.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Las Vegas. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Phillips 66 Aviation. With the most FBOs nationwide and the strongest supply in the industry, it's no wonder Phillips 66 is aviation's number one fuel provider. Visit Phillips 66 Aviation at NBAA booth number C10620.